can't intertwine emotions with the presence of the Lord. You know, it might be the music that is making you emotional, but not the spirit, right? You're not connected to the spirit, but you're emotionally drowned with the music that is going on the stage, right? And when you leave the house, when you leave the building, you're still empty, right?
I want you to know God and make God known. But it has started to record already. And yes, so we're live in the sense of we're recording right now. But hey, man, thank you for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate what you do for the kingdom of God. It's really encouraging. So it looks like you love what you do. So I really appreciate it. It's really
I do. I do. Really nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that. I could actually say the same for you, because last night I was at the worship night, and obviously you and I ran into each other. Yeah. And I gave you a few comments, but to be honest, if we had longer time, I would have told you more. But last night was amazing.
Really? I'm glad. I'm glad you came. Meredith also came, right? I'm glad you two came.
Yeah, she came. She came with me, and she I actually didn't ask how she liked it or not. I'll probably ask her after this podcast, but I'm pretty sure she loved it. It was so refreshing to see all the younger crowd
there
at Hugo.
Yeah. Even teenagers were there, and I was really surprised. I was like, I was expecting 50 or maybe 100, but it was full. It was packed. I was really surprised.
Yeah, it was absolutely packed, like from front to back, slowly but surely, like the building started to fill up. And one of the things that I said to Merit as I walked in was the fact that there were so much young people, and that was quite refreshing for me to see, because it's nice. It's nice to be in a room full of young people worshiping the Lord, you know?
Yeah. It looks like the younger generation is really like hungry for the Lord. And when it comes to worship nights and songs, people want to come and, you know, take their time with the Lord. And it's really refreshing to see that. And we barely have this kind of attendance, like, for a long time. And then this was a really big surprise for us. We were like, there's a lot of people waiting for us. And actually, 2 hours before, people started coming in and we're like, we're only doing sound check. You know what I mean? So it was kind of really a good moment for us. Absolutely good.
I absolutely love that. You know, for the people that are listening right now, when you say us, define who us is, because I actually want to know the history and the start of this team that you're in. Maybe share a little bit about that.
Sure, yeah. We're called Yezer Umsale, and the visionary, I should say, is Meretab. I don't want to mention some physical structures, but he's the one with the guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one who came up with the idea. And not the bass, actually, the electric guitar.
I believe I saw him.
Yeah, he's the one who came up with the idea and the vision, and he called me and is like, oh, hey, Danny. I'm like, and he was really famous, and I loved him so much. I was a fan, and I did not expect him to call me, and he's like, yo, I've seen you sing, and then, you know, you want to join my team and all that, and I'm like, yeah, 100%. And then we're all over the states, and I'm from Boston, and all others are from DC, from Houston, Texas, and from Denver, Colorado. So he just called us all in, and then we just started the ministry. Not ministry, but like, oh shit, I call it just a team, as a team. And we just started off a very small team, and then we built it up to have and to include more young adults and young people to come worship with us. And then we started doing videos, and we started having some concerts and all that. So that's how we started. It started off really small. Now we have, I think we have big, not big actually, but a little more exposure to the Ethiopian community, because most of our songs are in Amharic. So it was really beautiful. Yeah. So we called
you. How many years ago was that? How many years ago did you guys form the team? Sorry.
Yeah, it was 2017. So probably 6 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Almost going on 7.
Wow. That's absolutely amazing, man, because I'm sure you guys, obviously, as you said, started off super small, but speaking current time, you see this much people, especially the young people, gathering together to worship the Lord. I'm sure this is like exciting for you guys.
Yeah, it was really exciting. One of our motives was, you know, when people move to North America, especially, you know, young people that have the ability and talent and the grace to sing, they don't really get the platform to express their worship. So they just keep hiding. Mm. So one of our motives was to just call in those people and then to just express their love to Jesus through music and through worship. So that's our main motive, to just include everyone that wants to worship the Lord. So we just want to like bring people up to the stage, and then, you know, just worship with us and express their feelings to the Lord, obviously. So that's our main motive. So we're still in the search of like having more people join our team. It's not about the music. It's not about the video. It's more of having the fellowship and also expanding the kingdom of the Lord. That's our main motive, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you brought up the idea of, I guess, worship in America and the worship that you see here in Ethiopia. And just for people to know, you were born and raised in Ethiopia, right?
Right. Yep.
Okay. And then when did you go to America?
2016, 7 years ago.
Okay, 2016, you moved to America 2016?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, wow, Danny, that's actually like recent.
Yeah, really recent. Yeah. I went to college here.
Oh, I personally did not know that.
Yeah, I thought Noah told you.
No, he definitely did not tell me. I thought you were obviously born and raised in Ethiopia, but I thought you came like years ago. Like, I didn't think you came here in 2016.
No, 2016. It's like recently.
Wow, that's super cool.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Okay, so I guess with that being said, being here in Ethiopia for, you know, obviously the majority of your life, did you always grow up around worship? Did you grow up in a Christian family? Like, what's the story behind that? How did you get to the place that you are right now?
Born in a Christian family, always going to Sunday school, having a kid. I joined the kids choir when I was 9, so I started singing when I was 9. So it's pretty much really early when I started singing. I really love sharing this story. My sister was the one who just took my hand and then put me in the kids choir. Yeah, I just found myself in the kids choir and started singing. So since then, since 9 years old, now I'm almost 30. I'm actually 30. So I grew up in the church, like singing and with the youth and young adults and all that. But mostly worship and singing.
That's wow. So you've been in this for a long time then. Where I was leading on from that question was, what's the difference between worship that you see in America and the worship that you see in Ethiopia? Do you see a difference?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
The culture of worship?
Yeah, totally. So I'm mainly in the Ethiopian community, and I serve in Boston in a small local Ethiopian church. So I'm mainly focused on the Ethiopian church. But on the youth part, so I'm trying to like build a bridge between the younger generation and the older generation. I think we've talked about this quite some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
The younger generation comes to the Ethiopian church because their parents go there, right? But they did not build a connection to the church in a way. There is no, you know, a worship platform for them to express themselves. You know what I mean? Because mostly they don't understand Amharic, and the songs we're singing is in Amharic. So they're trying their best, but it's not really in a very personal way for them to worship the Lord. So that's the main difference that I've seen. But if we're talking about the congregation, like the Amharic congregation, you know, most of them, I don't know if it's only in my church, but, you know, I think they're tired from working too much in America. You know what I mean? So we're just only there for like once a week for 1 hour and maybe maximum 2 hours. And it's not like an intimate worship that we have at church. You know what I mean? It's just like a ritual. Okay, now it's prayer, then, you know, a song, and then preaching and some, and, you know, have the sermon and then the prayer and then everybody goes home. So that's the thing that I've observed. You know, it's not intimate. It's not personal. You know, worship is an intimate relationship that you have, that you build with God. So I don't really see that in America. So that's the main difference. You don't engage with the congregation when it comes to a corporate worship. If we're talking about songs, you know, worship can be broad. But specifically for
that's worship right. song. Yeah. When you say engage, are you talking about like engaging the audience in participating in worship in Ethiopia? Or do you mean something else?
In America. Engaging the
Oh, in America.
Yeah, in America. But here in Ethiopia, actually, another point is people don't really know the songs that we sing. So if it's an older congregation, you just
in,
have to
in Ethiopia?
No, in America. I'm talking about Boston or America, per se.
Oh, okay, got you.
Yeah. So people don't know the song, so we have to be very specific to the songs that we pick to worship or lead worship on. So that's one challenge or one difference that I've seen. But here in Ethiopia, as you can testify, people know songs, right? It's basically Amharic. And then
oh, my gosh.
They don't. They try to, you know, learn the songs right there and there, and then, you know, worship with you. And it's more engaging with the church. But it's a little challenging in America.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Samuel Teka, and I am so excited and thrilled to announce that my course, A Meaningful Life, is out and available now. If you're a person that lacks confidence and also clarity in what your God-given meaning is, and also have a hard time identifying what you love to do, which creates this sense and anxiety that we're not making a difference where we are in the world, this course is for you. I've created this so that I want to equip Christians to live out their God-given meaning, to identify what they love to do, and ultimately make a difference where they are. So for more information on that, I want you to go to samuelteka.ca/courses, and I want you to live a meaningful life. Now back to the podcast. I absolutely agree with that. I admired so much when I came here. I went to different places, but I started to see it in these different churches, a consistency in how much the people engage in worship while worship is happening.
Right.
I find it so beautiful to see that because you don't really have to pull teeth to get people to engage in worship.
Right.
You don't have to preach a sermon or speak a word to encourage people. It's just more of a given. I don't know if I could say that.
Yeah.
That when people come here to worship, they genuinely like there's the multitude singing together.
Mm.
you know, mm-hmm. in worship. I actually remember a moment in Yugo, the electricity went out.
Yeah.
And when the electricity went out, the mic went out.
Yeah.
And obviously you can't hear the worship leader who's leading. Yeah. But what I found to be so beautiful is that everyone knew the song already and the people were worshiping instead of the worship leader. And it was just such a beautiful moment to see that. And you're right. Sometimes I don't want to generalize all churches in America, but I definitely do see that sometimes you have to pull teeth to get people to worship. Like you have to really like, come on, guys, like let's worship together type of thing.
Yeah, I agree. Here, it's just natural here. People know what they're doing and then they love to worship. They love to sing. So when the mic goes out, people actually worship with you. And it's really normal for everybody to do that. So you don't really get that enthusiasm in North America. I don't want to generalize, like you said, but most of the churches I go to, really tough to just get the people together with you and then worship. So that's a little challenging. But
I actually have a question for you. Sorry, go on. Sorry. No. Continue. You're good.
Hey there, amazing listeners and viewers. If you're enjoying my podcast so far, I have some exciting news for you. If you want even more exclusive content, behind the scenes insights, and extra perks, then head over to my Patreon right now. By becoming a patron, you'll unlock benefits like early access to episodes, Q&A sessions with guests, and special bonus episodes you won't find anywhere else. Your support on Patreon helps me create the content you love and allows me to improve the show further. So don't miss out on this opportunity to join my exclusive community. Visit the description down below where I provided all the details and direct links. Your support means the world to me. But now let's get back to the episode. Thank you for being an awesome part of the journey.
Yeah, I had the chance to lead worship on one of our Pentecostal church. And that was really refreshing to me because people were really, you know, praising the Lord with me, and then they knew the songs. It was English service. And it was really beautiful. So I think it just depends on where you go or what church you attend to, I guess. So we can't really say this and that, just my personal opinion that I was just mentioning.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And for me, the question that comes to mind immediately after discussing this is, in your years and experience leading worship in a corporate setting, why do you think there is a difference in response to worship in your personal experience? Like, why is it on one end, it feels like you have to really push people and encourage people and sometimes even feels like pulling teeth with people to get them to have that personal time worshiping with the Lord? And then on the other end of the spectrum, why does it feel so easy? And as a worship leader, why do you think that is from your personal experience?
I think it's just the culture of the church. So when I'm invited to different other churches, I just ask, how is your congregation? What's the age difference? And how do they take different songs that we sing, right? So I just want to understand the culture of the church. You know, if the church is more accustomed to like old songs and like worship songs and like piano and a little bit guitar, you just go with the customs or the cultures the church has built. So in my opinion, one, if it's personal, it probably is a personal issue as well. So if you're like frowned into the world or you're kind of weak in spirit, you can't really have that kind of connection with the Lord. And it probably is a little harder for you to engage them with your worship setup. But as well as it's the culture, I would say, because I've been to many different other churches, and in all other churches, it's not the same response that I get. You know what I mean? So there's a very hyper church that, you know, reacts and worships the Lord, that jumps up and down and then, you know, Shabbat and everything. And there's another church that is like, okay, what is he trying to say? You know, what song is he trying to do? Trying to, you know, do a little runs and a little cursives when you're singing. You know, why is he singing like that? You know, a little bit judgmental.
Yeah.
So there are a bunch of other like differences in different churches. So I would say mainly the culture that is built around the church. So if the leaders are like quiet and want a very chill worship, you just have to, you know, contextualize your worship setup, I would say. So I think that's the thing I would say.
Hey, Samuel Tucker here again. I don't mean to bother you, but I just wanted to quickly remind you, if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, what are you doing? Subscribe right now. And listen, if you're already subscribed and you want to be notified on when the videos come out, click the bell button on the top right-hand corner of the YouTube page. And listen, I'm also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So if you want to go check that out, check out the description down below. All right, guys, have a good day.